Irish Illustrated Insider subscribers, this is Drew Mentok, and I'm back with the 20th episode of our bi-weekly podcast series on the feed, Irish Illustrated Interviews. Today, we're sharing my conversation with Chance Tucker, a Notre Dame cornerback from 2001 through the past season. While on campus, he earned 2 degrees, including a master's in business analytics this spring. After that, he transferred to North Dakota State, which just moved up to the FBS level, for his final season of college football. Our conversation covers how his dad reacted to his Notre Dame offer in high school, his relationship with former defensive backs coach Mike Mickens, and why he doesn't regret his college decision, even if his career didn't go quite as he planned. That includes having to overcome 2 season-ending injuries. Lastly, we dive into his decision to join the Bisons and why, as a double domer, he'll always cheer on the Fighting Irish. That is, unless the two teams end up meeting in the 2026 college football playoffs. Here's my interview with Chance. What's up, everyone? I'm here with Chance Tucker, a Notre Dame cornerback from 2021 through the past season. While on campus, you earned 2 degrees, including your master's this spring, before transferring to North Dakota State, which just made the jump to the FBS level. Chance, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Of course, appreciate it. It's an honor.
Awesome. So, just want to go back to, you know, your kid from Southern California. First, kind of curious what your first like recollection with University of Notre Dame is, and is that when they started recruiting you? Is that a school you had much familiarity with, or is that a big kind of learning curve at first?
Yeah, I would say it was a big learning curve. Like, I honestly had no recollection of Notre Dame my whole life, which was kind of crazy. So like my first time even hearing about it was when I started getting recruited by them. Aside from, you know, like seeing the movie Rudy, which like my high school coach forced us to watch. So like that was really my first time hearing about Notre Dame. So like honestly, when I got the offer, so like that was my junior year of high school. I was getting a bunch of offers, and then when I got the Notre Dame offer, I could just feel it was a little different. Firstly, because of my parents, the way like they reacted. My dad, like I think I said this on another interview, but like he'll probably get mad at me. It was like the only one he got like a little emotional about. And I was like, why are you getting emotional? He's like, you don't understand. Like this one's different. So like that was my first recollection of Notre Dame.
Oh, interesting. Did your dad, like, what did he say was maybe different about it, or did he grow up watching the team, or?
Just the prestige of Notre Dame and like how good of a university it is, and you know, like how far their brand reaches. It's like, it's different. He told me so we actually grew up as diehard UCLA fans.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure he went to like a Notre Dame game way back. So I remember him telling me about that.
So what was it like? I guess you'd seen the movie Rudy, so you'd at least seen a little bit of campus through that. What was it like the first time you came to South Bend?
Yeah, so that would have been first time coming to South Bend. So I was recruited during that COVID year
of
2020. So like that whole recruitment process was a mess, and like it was honestly a little throwed off, but. So I took, like, my visits were unofficial, and there was, like, basically, like, we couldn't have any contact with the team. So it's like, me and my dad just came up to Notre Dame and kind of, they gave us, like a list or tour that we had to do on our own. So that was, like, that was my first experience. Campus is beautiful. Everyone on campus that was there, like, was very nice. Which is what they say makes Notre Dame so so special is the people. You know, they treated me very well. So, I had a good first experience. And then when I got actually on campus as a freshman in the summer, it was about the same.
And what was that like kind of doing your own tour? I assume you were doing that at other places as well. But I mean, obviously in other people's official visits, they're really selling you. It's kind of this big wow experience. But just to kind of have to do it on your own and –
Yeah,
I guess kind of not be sold so much and just kind of see what you're maybe attracted to on a campus. What was that like? Do you think in some ways it might have been better? I'm sure there, you know, you would have liked those experiences too. But
yeah. Honestly, I don't really know because I didn't really get to experience what the other side would have been. That was just my experience. So I don't think it really hindered anything. Like I was able to see all of the like facilities. Wasn't really able to go inside, but was able to kind of just make a decision based off the vibe, and I got a good vibe from being on campus and being in that area, based on what everyone was telling me and how the coaches were treating me.
And so you get to campus, and I feel like you had to go through a lot of kind of transition that first year with Clark Lee leaves, who I know you were recruited by, and then Marcus Freeman comes in, and then a few months after you've been on campus, he's now the head coach after Coach Kelly left. What was that like? Kind of your, I mean, you got a real introduction to, I guess, college football as a business that first semester.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was anything crazy. It was just, it happened, and then it's kind of like you just adjust, like that's the business. I was thankful for my coach, which was Coach Mickens, to have stayed. So at least my position coach, didn't change. And that was throughout the entirety of my career at Notre Dame. Coach Mickens was, I was there with Coach Mickens. I was his first true recruiting class. So I don't really feel like I was affected too much by that, as opposed to, some of the other recruits who, like their, like for instance, their linebacker coach was being changed or their DC was changed. Like that was just kind of got lucky for me.
I said, well, I know Coach Mickens obviously has a really great reputation and has done a lot with defensive backs room before he went to the Ravens this offseason. But what kind of drew to you him early on, as you know, I think that was you, he would just had been at Notre Dame one season before you arrived, so he's still pretty new on campus at that time.
No, it was just the connection that we had. It was just seemed pretty natural, and being able to like pick his brain during recruiting and see how he get a glimpse into how he coaches, to what type of man he was. It kind of really sold me. I love Coach Mega. That was my guy.
And I feel like, I mean, when I have had the chance to talk to him, he's usually, I guess, seems a little reserved. Maybe doesn't give the longest answers to things, but I feel like he's also super competitive. Kind of curious how that dynamic kind of carries out, where he's not the biggest rah-rah guy, but also like he has some fire there.
He definitely had some fire. You could ask any of the corners that was there when he was there. Definitely one of the most competitive guys I've met in my life, which is something that I, looked up to, and something that I wanted to model my game and my life after, honestly, just being competitive in everything, in every area and aspect of my life, trying to be the best and trying to dominate. Like he, when it came down to having to get business done, he was going to turn up every time.
Awesome. And so I made your first appearance in a game as a sophomore, and then as a junior, you honestly started playing a lot more. I believe you played in 8 of the last 9 games, were kind of earning a bigger role. What was it like on that 2023 team that was Coach Freeman's second year to kind of start getting more involved in, and I think you guys won 10 games that year as well.
It was nice, kind of where I like wasn't quite where I wanted to be. Obviously, you always want to be the number one guy, you want to start. But that was like my journey. Like I said, I redshirted my freshman year and started to play a little bit more that 2023 year. It was fun. Was able to learn a lot. Especially from the guys that were in front of me, who are like in the league now, Cam Hart, Benjamin Morrison, all good dudes, really close with them. But it was a lot of fun, and I was able to learn a lot, honestly, being able to experience that jump from high school to, playing real true D1 college football. And honestly, it was able to set me up for the player and the man I am now, being able to be thrown in some of those big games. So
And
yeah, it
what do
was a
you
blessing.
think is kind of the biggest, I guess, difference or learning curve from going to, obviously the players are better and faster, but what do you think was like kind of the biggest challenge of like, oh, this is different, or this is the type of thing I need to be able to do to start playing at this level?
I would just say the technicality and the details behind everything. Every single player on the field has to be 100% locked in to every single detail, or else, it could be a fault, which especially on defense. And as a corner, one mess up could lead to points being scored or a touchdown being scored. So I would say that obviously the players are bigger, faster, and then also the playbooks. Like in high school, it's like there's not much to what you can run as a defense. It's not really truly as complex as it is in a plain D1. So I would say just being able to understand offenses better, and like my ability as I was able to learn offenses better and how offenses are trying to attack the defense, I'd say that's kind of the biggest difference in my mindset coming from high school.
And so then the next year going into 2024, obviously that was a really good year, but unfortunately I know you tore your ACL and MCL in fall camp. What was that like? I mean, I don't think I was at the practice or anything, but just kind of feeling like you're starting to ascend with your role. And I'm sure you could tell you guys had a good team coming up that year, and for it to kind of go that way before the season.
So it was the last, like the very last practice of fall camp before we were going to play Texas A&M that year, and it was actually on my 21st birthday
Oh
where I
no. Oh, I'm
tore
sorry.
an MCL. It's all good. Tore my ACL that practice. And like it's kind of weird. Most people, like you could say, it's super unfortunate. Like you could try and say it's a negative thing to happen in your life. I kind of tried to approach it the opposite way. Meaning I kind of understood that this was always going to happen, and that God is doing this to me to build me up and to ultimately make me a better player and to make me a better man. Like, there's nothing that could really stop me from wanting to play this game. So when it happened, it was just like, all right, this happened. How do I get better, and how do I take it day by day in order to get back and be able to come back 100% in order to help, my team and be back with my brothers. So it was a that I would still say that year was great, being able to go to the Natty. That was one of the funnest years of my life. And I was still heavily involved with the team. Just my experience was a little different that year. But yeah, I would just say I kind of have always had a big understanding and approach things in a way like everything is happening for a reason, and I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. So I just understood that that was my experience and kind of ran with it.
And what, how did you feel like you got involved once you were injured? I'm sure there was some rehab and things like that, and maybe you had to take some time after surgery, but what did you feel like you were able to contribute even though maybe you couldn't be on the field?
So that year there was a few other injured guys too, like Jordan Botello, Boubacar Traore, Kahanu Kia, Jabron Payne. Like we all got kind of super close that whole year. Especially when you have like such significant injuries, you kind of at the same time it's easy to kind of get cohesive and learn more about each other. But I would say just like the biggest thing is like being around. Just around the guys, like it's easy to feel like you want to get down on yourself and like just kind of exclude yourself from certain activities. But I would say like the biggest thing is just being present, being in the building, being in the meetings, still hanging out with the guys whenever, still watching the film and being around, supporting the guys during games, cheering them on, and trying to find ways to lead, on and off the field. So that was kind of my mindset, which I was able to do fairly well.
What was it like to, I mean, you had some young guys. I know obviously Leonard Moore really kind of stepped up and merged that year, but he was still a true freshman. Some other guys, what were you feel like you were able to help guide them in maybe more of an off the field role? Or do you feel like that's something you
That
did?
was the goal. That was the goal always, trying to be someone that the younger guys can look up to, and trying to inspire them whatever way I could. Got pretty close to Lenny. That's my guy. He could tell you. But Yeah, he truly did step up that year. That's you can see how special he is now, and that's a tribute to his character. So,
What do you think kind of allowed him to ascend so quickly? Like, is it, I guess there's probably things physically and mentally, but what would you say has kind of allowed him to get to this point where now he's a, I
yeah, I
think he's
mean,
a UNS All-American last year.
on top of him being like a tall and big corner, which is pretty rare nowadays, and he's super athletic, super fast, very smart kid. I think it came down to like him taking advantage of his opportunities, right? Benjamin Morrison went down that year and he got an opportunity of a lifetime, and he really seized the moment every single time and was able to put in all the extra work. I watched him, all the work that he put in that year. And like those are the results you're going to get when you really want something and you put your mind to it.
And you mentioned there's a lot of other guys you were with who got injured that fall, and I feel like the injuries just kind of really stacked up, which is kind of incredible considering what the team still achieved. Do you think how much you think maybe just the culture and you mentioned you guys staying involved and picking each other up kind of do you feel like that helped the team not get too down or just kind of actually live up to that next man mentality, knowing you guys weren't like down about your injuries and you guys were still staying involved?
No, it's never, no one's ever getting down on themselves, like especially if they're not the one getting hurt. Like if anything, our brothers and or the people who weren't injured are picking us up, or picking the injured guys up and finding ways to make us feel involved, right? Like I remember when I got my surgery, like I was in my apartment, like just in a bunch of pain, of some of the guys, Adon Schuler, Marty Auer came into the room, came up to me to just get me right and just check in on me. Little things like that, and like any just helping me get around, giving me rides, because it's hard rocking around on crutches all the time for like 6 weeks. But yeah, I wouldn't say anyone's ever getting down. If anything, we're finding ways to stay positive and keep a positive attitude and just attacking whatever we need to get done as a team.
I know the timelines with an injury like that have definitely improved over the years, but how long do you feel like it took for you to feel like you were back to your old self
Yeah,
after the injury?
it was like at 7, 8 months where I was like able to start running again, and I'd say like 5 to 6 months I was able to start lifting pretty heavy, and then after that you kind of have to like slow down. It's like I would say like when you get hurt, it's more flat. It's hard to make progress, and then you start to pick it up. You get all your strength back, and then at the very end of your injuries, it's kind of hard to like get all that slack out and get back to 100%. So like at that 7, 8 to 8 months is when you have to like start running again, start doing more like aggressive breaks. And it's kind of just like trial and error. You just gotta keep repping at it. It doesn't really, like I've done it twice now, so it doesn't really like feel the best. It's gonna hurt. It's not gonna be comfortable when you're out there trying to get back into the groove of things and get like doing those aggressive breaks and sprinting and running again. But like over time, you just keep repping, you keep going, you keep chopping. It just starts to feel better, hopefully you'll be blessed to feel 100% again like I have. So
And how much of that is mental too, I guess, just not, having experienced that and learning to trust your body again.
yeah, I would assume a lot of it is mental, especially, a lot of athletes can tell you all around the world your mind is super powerful. So how you approach and how you see the world is ultimately going to affect how your body feels, how and what you're able to do. Like if you're having a positive attitude every single day after you get hurt, right, you're gonna ultimately, I feel like you'd come back faster than if you had a negative attitude every day. You get up and have a positive attitude, keep working, keep understanding that this is happening for a reason and that you can come back stronger and better, and that you will ultimately, you will come back 100%. That's kind of my standpoint on things.
And so then you came back last year for your fifth year. You graduated in 2025. 5, I guess, at the in the spring with a degree in business marketing, and then you came back to pursue your master's in business analytics. What was that like to, I guess, last year to be in grad school? Was that any different, or is the academics so rigorous regardless that it was something you'd come accustomed to? But I'm curious what the difference in that was like.
I feel like I was pretty accustomed to it. If anything, I would say the master's program is a like slightly less rigorous in a way that it's like different. You don't get a ton of homework. Like it's you're a lot of it's more or in my program, at least for business analytics, the master's was like more team based, being able to like work as a team and like experience real world projects. And it was like more project based throughout the semesters. Yes, but undergrad I had a good experience in marketing and then was able to stay for my 5th year and do a 1 year master's program. It was honestly blessing of a lifetime to be a double domer. So glad I'll have those two under my belt for the rest of my life. But yeah, I wouldn't say it was too different. Honestly, I think it was pretty similar to undergrad.
That makes sense. And last year, I think everybody knows, kind of started off with those two losses and then ran the table the rest of the way and it didn't maybe work out with the playoffs. So I'm kind of curious, what was it like to maybe have your, I know you guys were still all close and you guys did some celebration after the season, but kind of maybe have it not go end the way you would have wanted it to with, thinking you were going to play a game and then ultimately deciding not to.
I mean, it's a tricky subject to talk about. But like I said, like again, it's that is just our experience. There's nothing that we could have done about it. So like obviously we shouldn't have lost those first two games. At the end of the day, it is what it is. We still believe like we earned the right to be in the playoffs still after we felt like we were a great team, if not with the best team in the country. It just so happened that the committee didn't agree with that. So there's not much that we could have done about it, but just accept it and understand that sometimes you don't get what you want and that there doesn't have to be a clear explanation for it, and you just gotta adjust and move on to the next thing in your life. But yeah, it definitely was rough. It definitely was rough.
But and I mean, I think if you look at like advanced analytics, I think most of them had Notre Dame in the top 4 or 5, 3. I think maybe even like they're all you consensus top 5 if you look at some of like those predictive measurables too. You mentioned like those first two losses. I know the defense kind of improved greatly kind of halfway through the Purdue game. Do you recall anything that kind of changed in terms of what you guys were doing, or did things kind of just click? Do you remember what kind of
There definitely was a change. I feel like after that loss to A&M, we like it's one thing to say your back is against the wall, and then it's one thing for your back to actually be against the wall, so actually, or so like after that loss to A&M, we truly felt like our back was against the wall if we even wanted a chance at, winning a national championship, which is, we couldn't lose a game after that. We had to go undefeated. We had to blow as many teams out as we could. We felt like we did that. We felt like we did come back from those losses. I mean, just so happened, unfortunately, people didn't agree.
right.
So, yeah.
Was that changed like schematically or technique, or just like you guys felt like your mentality was a little different?
I wouldn't say schematically or technique-wise. It was just more so honing into the details, if not, getting extra work, extra hours of film, and doing whatever we possibly could to get an edge over our opponents. And, I would say it was also a mental shift. Like I said, it's like one thing for your back against, for your back to be against the wall. And like when that happens, it's like sort of like you gotta have it no matter what. Like it's going to get done. There's no doubt about it. And it did, so.
Nice. And then after the season, you entered the transfer portal. Kind of curious what that process was like, because I know you were still on campus this spring. As we talked about finishing up your master's, I don't know if you, I'm sure you've still been training. And as I
Yep.
mentioned at the top, you've since now you're at North Dakota State, I believe, getting ready. But was it like kind of maybe being a little bit more of a normal student on campus or a non-athlete on campus for a little bit, even though you were training but not directly with the program? What was it like this spring?
It was different. Honestly, it's pretty nice. Like, I just had a lot more extra time, free time to just, focus on getting better and getting my knee better, 'cause like I was still recovering from that injury on my other leg. Is the team still allowed me to, use the facility and do my rehab with like the team physical therapists and doctors. So big thanks to them, but I was able to come back and do my rehab every day, and kind of like I said, just keep attacking every day. Was working out on my own, just training as much as I can to be in shape and, be ready for whatever opportunity I had coming in the transfer portal. And like ultimately, like in the end, I was able to, take a few visits and then land here at North Dakota State, which is it's a great opportunity, a great blessing. I thank God.
Definitely. And what's it been like kind of transitioning to a new university? Obviously, you're at Notre Dame for 5 years. And as I mentioned, that this will be North Dakota State's first year after obviously dominating at the FCS level for a long time, up at the FBS level. What's it like kind of to be somewhere new that's also going through their own transition?
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun so far. It's at the end of the day, it's football. Like, I've been here, I've been in college football for about 5 years, so there's only so much you could do, especially for like summer training. But it's been good. I've been on campus for about 3, 4 weeks. It's been good meeting all the guys, being trying to just be a sponge and absorb as much as the culture that they have here, which is honestly great. It's a extremely winning program. Like 14, whatever, how many national championships out of the last 20. So, they've really been doing good. But yeah, just been good trying to get close to all the guys here, which has been fun. And, push myself trying to find ways to, lead in whatever ways I can, even though being, the new guy, trying to find whatever way that I can to lead by example and to be vocal, to lead in the weight room, off the field, on the field for summer training. But it's been fun. It's been good, man. Can't complain.
It's awesome. And I listened to another interview you did, and you talked a lot about how you felt like there were some similarities between the two programs. Obviously, both have won a lot of national championships, as you just mentioned. But what are some of the things? Is it a culture thing, or what stands out to you about North Dakota State after your time there?
I mean, aside from all the natties, like, I'll just say number one is like similarity, I would say, is the culture is fairly similar. Every university is different, so it's obviously it's not exactly the same. But we kind of pride ourselves here and at Notre Dame in competing, improving, and being tough, which is kind of similar to like that choose hard mentality at Notre Dame. Finding a way to just be extremely competitive. And also like the brotherhood aspect is really big here, which is something that I feel like you need on a winning team. You need to be close, you need to be a cohesive unit. You need to be able to trust each other. So that's also the brotherhood is super big here, which is also one of the main reasons why I chose to come here. And then they have all the resources that you could think of here. Just obviously, it's a little different. Notre Dame has a ton of money. It's a huge school, top five, top 10 program, whatever you want to say about it. But we have everything we need here at North Dakota State. So it should be fun.
You mentioned the brotherhood, something I did want to ask you a little bit about. I know that 2021 class, I think you brought in, Notre Dame brought in six defensive backs in your class. I think you're the only one who was on, made, I think, 4 years. Not, and they all transferred for different reasons. We don't have to get into that. But what was it like kind of having a lot of your classmates kind of change over? And I'm kind of curious, did that kind of bring you closer to maybe some of the other defensive backs, or how did that work with that brotherhood aspect?
I would say so. Like, I was fairly close with a lot of the guys that left. Obviously, college football landscape was just completely changing during that time, so it was kind of weird being seen. And at the end of the day, everyone has like a bunch of like you everyone has options. Like you have the choice to leave if you want to at the end of the day. It could be the right choice. It could work out. It could not. It is what it is. It's a risk. At the end of the day, no matter what, you're going to have to compete no matter where you are. But I just chose to kind of stay the course and, stay with my people, stay at Notre Dame, stay with my coach, and, try and improve in any way I can, and ultimately, finish and get that Notre Dame degree. So that was kind of big to me, and I think I made the right choice at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's interesting too. I mean, you feel like obviously, the injuries happened, but you mentioned you got both degrees, so it doesn't sound like you have any regrets, even if things didn't work out exactly how you would have maybe designed them 5 years ago.
Exactly.
And so now, North Dakota State, I believe you play indoors, but I'm curious if I know that I worked in North Dakota a little bit back in the day. Definitely the coldest I've ever been in my life is North Dakota, so I know you had some South Bend winters to
Yeah,
maybe
it's not
prepare
as
you, but I don't
bad
know
as
if you've heard.
that
Yeah,
again.
just the wind is, I've never experienced anything like it. So, but I'm curious if you're kind of prepared for that, or if, and what was it like kind of adjusting to, I guess life in the Midwest and winters and stuff after growing up in Southern California.
Yeah, it was that first winter my freshman year was something devious. It was crazy. But I wasn't really gonna let weather affect my decision in my recruiting. It really had zero play or zero effect. It was kind of more so like I'm gonna go to the best school, best opportunity that I feel right, that my family felt was right, and then we're gonna adjust to everything from there. And attack everything from there. So that first winter was crazy. It was like I've been to in California. I went to there's like a mountain called Big Bear. We just go snowboarding, and
Yeah.
it's like 30, 40 degrees and sunny with snow on the ground. Like it's nice. And so it's different from those 10 degree, 0 degree days that you get in the winter. Just trying to stay bundled up as much as I could. Try not to let that affect me, not seeing the sun as much as I got to see back home in Cali. But it wasn't too bad, I'm able to thrive in whatever environment I feel like.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, I grew up in South Bend, and the lack of sun in the winter is probably the worse than the cold, I would say, almost. Like, you can bundle up, but you can't create sunshine. So, so you'll be gearing up for the season, as I mentioned a bunch of times, first in the FBS. I did notice that Northern Illinois is on the schedule this year. I don't know if you've looked that far ahead, but I don't know if you've saw that. Maybe a little bit of
Yeah,
a revenge game
of
potentially for you.
course, just end of the day, it's just another game. But it definitely had that. There's definitely like a spot in my heart where like I just want to take out that anger from that loss. But hopefully I could be able to give some insight on their team and what type of team they are. They're not gonna back down no matter who you are, obviously. They're gonna be tough. They're gonna attack. So I feel like that game's gonna be whoever's tougher, whoever's willing to be more aggressive. But yeah, hopefully, or we will. Hopefully, we'll beat the heck out of them.
Awesome. And I've had a handful of former players on this podcast, and I always talk about that adjustment to be going from a Notre Dame player, obviously you're a double domer now, to being a fan. You're, at least for this fall, will be a little different because you're going to have other priorities on a Saturday. But have you thought a little bit about what it's going to be like to be an alum and a kind of that transitioning into a fan as a former player at Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, no, I haven't. Like, I've just kind of been focused on the Bison, focused on myself. Still talk to a bunch of the guys on the team, like some of those guys are my best friends would be my best friends for life. But like, we don't, really talk about football so much. Obviously, I'll watch the games when I can. Hopefully, Maybe we'll be able to catch him at the end of the season when things go right for us. So that's kind of the goal for me. I've just been focused on the Bison, focused on myself. But yeah, it should be it should it'll probably be a weird experience transitioning into the family whenever all this is done.
No, definitely. And yeah, lastly, I know you're still maybe rehabbing a little bit from injury and stuff like that, but what are your hopes for the season and the team, and what are your thoughts so far and what you guys are gonna be able to do?
Well, I'm back 100%. Legs are all good now. It's just a blessing, and I thank God for being able to heal my body and being giving me strength to come back to be 100%. I got big goals for this season. I obviously didn't play as much as I wanted to at Notre Dame, so I came here because I felt like this is the best opportunity for me to compete and be out there on the field and start and be the guy that's going to make a lot of plays for the Bison. So that's my goal, to help the team and help us win whatever ways we can.
Awesome. Well, that's all my questions. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Course, I appreciate you, Jules. This is a great opportunity. Thank you.
Awesome. And good luck this year. And for everyone who's listening, we'll see y'all again in 2 weeks.
Yeah, peace.